So, like many people, Billy Crystal can't sleep. And if you're not sleeping, you're not dreaming, which could also be problematic. Psychoanalyst Stephen Gross says dreams are crucial.
They seem to be a part of what it is to be human, and something which has been a part of human life for as long as we know.
In his book, The Examined Life, Gross writes about how dreams often reveal things about his patients that they hide even from themselves.
I think what's important about them is they're like a complete production from that patient. They're the script writer, the director, the producer. They are the actors. They do the music. They do everything about it. It's something that comes from them. And even the way they tell the dream will reveal something about them.
So how do you use dreams and dreaming when you're treating your patients?
They can be used in many different ways. I mean, the thing which I was just pointing to there is we pay more attention, for example, now to the way a dream might be told. In my book, I tell a story about a patient who's actually quite boring and realizes that there's something where he's alienating people, something's wrong. In his sessions with me, he would take the kind of smallest wisp of a dream, but spin it out for 30, 40, 50 minutes. I mean, he'd fill the hour. He knew intuitively that an analyst wouldn't interrupt him.
Was he making up the dream as he told it, or was he
No, it wouldn't be that he was making it up. He might just take a detail of it. But then he'd say, oh, the room was like this. But you know, that kind of room. And then he'd go off at a certain angle. And just when I'd be about to speak, he'd say, but maybe there was another part of the dream. I'm not really sure. And that was really interesting because what it meant was he was taking me into a place which wasn't in the present. Sometimes it would be the dream. Sometimes it would be a memory from the past. But this was a man who really couldn't let the present matter. And this is part of the problem he was having outside of the consulting room and part of his suffering.
I wonder if you have a favorite dream. And I know that that is a general word, but I mean, that can be a dream that elicits a certain sensation for you or something that is just familiar that when comes back to you is comforting in some way.
It's a good question. I've never thought of that. I don't think I do have a favorite dream. I sort of look forward to remembering dreams. It's sometimes a pleasure in a dream waking up remembering someone you love who's died.
Is there someone in your life that is the case for? Is there someone you remember in dreams?
My mom died many years ago, and it's sort of a pleasure when I dream about her. Certainly my grandparents, who were wonderful people. Sometimes it's not just the seeing even, but there's the experience in a dream where you'll smell or the feel, or you'll even see things like the, you know, particular detail of the skin or the eyes of someone you've loved.
There is a kind of a trend, I guess we can call it, of keeping a dream diary, to wake up and if you remember a dream, to write it down. Is that useful?
I think everyone's different. I think people are unique, but it can be a wonderful thing to do. So many people, I think their disposition towards their internal life or their dreaming life is just not important. You know, so many of us, I think, wake up first thing in the morning and we immediately think, oh, I've got to do this today. I've got to, oh, yes, there's this. And we're just so filled with rushing on to the next thing that we don't pause and give much time to our internal world or our feelings or thoughts or our nighttime thoughts. So writing a dream diary can be, I would think, a useful thing. It can start a process of valuing our own feelings and thoughts and memories that can arise in a dream.
Stephen Gross is a practicing psychoanalyst. He is also the author of The Examined Life, How We Find and Lose Ourselves. He joined us from the BBC in London. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Well, thank you so much, Rachel. It's been a pleasure.